Revelatory Encounter Number 10. Let's set aside this time to encounter God in a fresh way that will bring you into a deeper revelation of being a kingly priest or a priestly king. Remember to have your journal ready to write down everything you see and hear so you will remember and be a good steward. Prayer to partner with. Holy Spirit, thank you for making me just the way I am. Thank you for putting me around others who will help me grow in both the kingly and priestly anointing. I trust you to complete everything you started inside of me. I partner with you now as you reveal everything you want me to know. I'm going to read a list, not an exhaustive list, of the tendencies in the priestly category and tendencies in the kingly. If you have a hard copy of this book, circle all that you are most drawn to. If you do not have a hard copy, make a note in your journal of what words you are most drawn to in each category of the priestly and the kingly. Priestly. Intimacy with Jesus. Intercession, angelic, prophecy, healing, evangelism, raising the dead, changing the atmosphere, soaking, time in His presence, dancing before the Lord in worship. The priests open the gate between heaven and earth for the kings to do their part. Kingly. Defend. Protect. Conquer. Build. Administer and advance. Take territory so what the devil has possession of is taken back and heaven invades earth in that part of their sphere of influence. Resources, plans and strategies, goals. Kings have affluence and influence within a sphere of authority. Ask Holy Spirit, are my actions bent toward a king or a priest? What do I need to know, Holy Spirit, about how I'm wired, kingly or priestly? Highlight a close friend or spouse, Holy Spirit. Are they more kingly or priestly? How can I honor that anointing better? Thank you. Have I been fighting for my right to be right in any of my relationships? If so, which relationship and what do you want me to do about that? Encounter number two, a little deeper. Write down what he says or shows you after each question. Now, with your eyes closed, invite the Lord to have his way. Quiet yourself and breathe him in, allowing every other thought or weight to melt away as you breathe out. Step into his reality, his realm. Find his eyes in that space and give him a big hug. Love on him. He has been waiting for you and is very glad to see you and meet with you. Lord, are there any hindrances in the way that are keeping me from moving in both kingly and priestly anointings? If so, what are they? are there any boundaries or walls I put up regarding this area of kingly or priestly? If so, show me what the wall or boundary looks like and what the name of it is. Lord, please remove any walls, boundaries, or hindrances that have held me back from stepping in this area of kingly or priestly in my life. We do not need our walls or things to hide behind, because Scripture tells us in Proverbs 18:10, "The name of the Lord is a fortified tower. The righteous run to it and are safe." Now allow the Lord to give you a picture of Him breaking down any walls, boundaries, or hindrances. Write down what He did and how He did it. Now pray in the Spirit, thanking Him for what He has done. When a boundary we put in place is removed by God, there is one less thing in between the intimacy of you and Him. As you thank Him, joy will come in like a flood. Thank you.